11. Let's make a deal. One last jump in the ball pit? Nana asks. I like the way you think, Lolly says. Just a quick one, I say. 1, 2, 3! Jonah counts. Cannonball! We all jump into the ball pit, Prince included. When we pop up for air, Jonah has a red ball stuck in his hair. Lolly brushes it off, and Jonah blushes. Nana and I look at each other and grin. Jonah's crush on Lolly is pretty cute. Okay, time to go, Nana says, pushing herself out of the pit first and then helping the rest of us out. We straighten up the McDooley's house the best we can, then head out the door. We climb down the ladder one by one, Lolly leaping 3 rungs at a time. She really is good at climbing up and down ladders. Maybe she could be a professional ladder climber when she's older. Is that a job? Probably not. Once we're all on the ground, Jonah sets Prince down. We all look around. Still no sign of the wolf trio. Whew. I glance at my watch, and it's only 5. Perfect, Lolly says. We lost them. Let's head to the hunter's house. We all start running along the path. I have no idea how Nana manages to run in those fuzzy slippers, but she does.
Oh!
No! The really tall wolf steps into my path. His chest is white. He snarls and licks his lips. He's wearing a hat that says Harley on it.
Oh, hello, a female voice says. Going somewhere? I whirl around. Staring right at me is Tina, her golden eyes cold and mean. Her other brother, the short one whose fur is dark gray, is beside her, sharpening his claws against the tree trunk beside him. He must be thirsting. They have us surrounded. Crumbs.
Ha! Tricked you, Tina says. You thought we ran off, but we didn't. We knew you wouldn't stay in the treehouse too long.
Yeah, I should probably forget about being an escape planner. Harley bares his big, pointy teeth at us and lets out the loudest growl I've ever heard. I grab onto Nana's arm, and Jonah grabs onto my arm. Lolly grabs onto Jonah's arm, and Jonah blushes.
Which one do you want for dinner, Tina?
The shorter wolf, Thurston, asks. His voice is surprisingly high for a wolf. It's almost bird-like.
I think I'll start with the mutt. He'll be my amuse-bouche.
He licks his lips. He's looking right at Prince. Prince growls back and then rushes behind Jonah's legs.
To be honest, none of them look all that appetizing, Tina says with a sneer.
Okay, that's good. We don't want to be appetizing to wolves.
But I am really hungry, she says.
That dumb hunter is always on my trail, ready with that dumb bow and that dumb arrow whenever I'm about to nab a human. Tina growls and snarls at me. How does a wolf get her teeth that sharp? Does she sharpen them with a nail file or something, or are they naturally like that? Her teeth are even bigger and sharper than Owen's.
I think I'll have Little Red Riding Hood for lunch, Tina says, narrowing her golden eyes at Lolly. She's the one Owen has been trying to catch for months. His loss is my gain.
Lolly scowls, but I'm impressed that she doesn't look scared. As if you could catch me. You might be fast, but I'm an expert climber and branch swinger.
Have you ever tried gymnastics? Jonah asks Lolly. I bet you'd be really good at it.
Oh, she could be a gymnast. That is a much better job idea than professional ladder climber. I should probably be focusing on the situation in front of me instead of worrying about what Little Red will be when she grows up.
Tina takes a step toward Lolly.
We all know you're not going anywhere, Tina says. You'll never abandon your human pack to save yourself. You're too nice, I can tell.
It's good to be nice, Lolly shouts. Good for me,
Tina says with a laugh, baring her pointy teeth as she steps even closer to Little Red. Although, I really wish you'd take off that cape. I couldn't possibly digest that.
Stop, Jonah says, crossing his arms in front of his chest. You can't eat Lolly. We will not let you eat one of our pack.
Aw, Lolly says to him with a smile. I'm part of your pack?
Of course, Jonah says, blushing again. Pack schmack, Tina mutters. You know who's part of my pack? My ridiculous brother Owen. And where is he? Off doing who knows what instead of being here with us.
He can't be here with you, I say. The hunter has him. Tina's eyes narrow.
What?
Oh, Tina clearly hates the hunter. I take a step toward her. What's that phrase I once heard Mom say? The enemy of your enemy is your friend.
We need your help, I explain, to save your brother. The hunter is going to kill Owen and hang his head on his trophy wall.
Ew, Tina says. That's just creepy.
Right?
I agree. Why didn't I ask the wolves for help sooner? Of course they'd help us. We're trying to save their brother.
So you'll come with us to save him? I ask hopefully.
No. Tina snaps, her outrageously sharp white teeth glowing in the setting sun. Survival of the fittest is the name of the game out here.
What?
Seriously? I ask, shocked.
Come on. The hunter has Owen in his treehouse right now. He's going to kill him at sunset and add him to his trophy head wall. How could you not help? This is your brother we're talking about.
Who cares? Tina asks, examining her claws, which I now notice are polished a sparkly light blue.
Who cares? Who cares? Owen is your family, I say. Family is everything.
I dart a glance at Nana and Jonah and Prince. Family. My family.
No, meals are everything, Tina says, advancing toward me. Yummy food.
Arrgh, she's the worst, and all she cares about is food. What are we going to do?
Suddenly, I have an idea.
Oh! I know where you can get a really delicious, juicy hot dog.
Do you like hot dogs?
I've never had a hot dog, she says. She points to Prince. Will you just warm him up?
Thurston and Harley look intrigued. Prince stiffens, his ears flat against his head.
Ew! I scream. No, you're not eating my dog. What's wrong with you? Hot dogs are not made of dog. They're made of... I don't know. But they are real food.
And they're the best, Jonah chimes in, especially with ketchup.
Or mustard, I add, in case the three wolves like the same things as their brother. Tina lifts her chin and studies me with her golden eyes.
Where can we get one?
I turn to Nana.
I know you said it was stealing, but this is urgent, I whisper.
It is urgent, Nana says, nodding. Plus, I will leave the McDooleys my $20 and a note.
That seems fair, considering the circumstances. I know it's American dollars, but...
It's the thought that counts, Jonah asks.
In this case, yes, Nana says.
I turn back to the wolves. When we were hiding in the treehouse, we saw some delicious-looking hot dogs in the fridge. What if we give you those? Then you can have your dinner, and we can go save your brother.
Tina rolls her eyes. Honestly, why bother? But I guess we owe him something.
Frankly, Nana tells the wolves, hands on her hips, I think you should be ashamed of yourselves.
She stares down Tina, Thurston, and Harley.
Your brother needs you, and all you care about are your stomachs.
That's right, Tina says. Now get me those hot dogs, and you're free to go.
Fine, I snap. The five of us turn and start to walk back toward the McDooley's tree mansion.
Oh, no you don't,
Tina snarls, grabbing Nana's arm. I gasp, but Nana remains calm.
The old lady is staying with us. Collateral. If you don't come back with the food, she's dinner.
Her name is Nana, I mutter. Show some respect.
Whatever, Tina says, licking her lips. Now get me my dinner.
They can't take Nana, Jonah cries, reaching for her. I pull him away. I don't want to leave Nana behind with the wolves either, but we have no other choice.
I'll be fine, Nana insists, nodding at us. But hurry back.